Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
At Columbia, student protesters are still camped out on campus. The administration announced yesterday it would not bring in the NYPD again to clear out the pro-Palestinian tent city, as it did previously. Critics made the point that this only inflamed the situation.
Dueling protests at Columbia, pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian, reflect a larger welter of opinion and emotion, passion, and perceived prejudice.
People would be up in arms and protesting that right away, but because it's the Jews, I feel like nobody cares.
Correspondent Mark Strassman, there are those at Columbia who have distinguished between the encampment on campus and the protests taking place off campus grounds near Columbia, saying that most of the troubling comments have come from the off-campus protests. In other news, back here at home, NYPD is searching for two suspects accused of stealing cell phones from rideshare drivers. Police say there have been at least seven incidents dating back to February 26. They have occurred in Brooklyn and on Staten Island. Suspects hail an Uber or Lyft, get in the car, request a change of destination. The driver hands over the phone so that the rider can enter the new address, and the suspects get out and take the phone. None of the victims was seriously injured. NYPD video shows the two suspects with hoods up and face masks on. You can see the video at our website, 1010winds.com. And anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. In a 27-hour span in Central Park, three violent muggings. NYPD has extra officers out at Central Park today. NYPD says the first incident occurred Thursday night inside the park at West 97th Street, where a woman was attacked. Then early Friday morning when three suspects robbed a man near East 59th Street in East Drive. And then Friday night when a group of teenage suspects tried unsuccessfully to rob a man at East 109th Street in East Drive.
Spring has sprung and it's finally starting to feel like it with today's warm temperatures. And everyone is headed over to Central Park, biking, running, and just enjoying the day. But with three people being robbed within hours of each other, some today say they're watching their backs while they're in the park. Casey Miller says nowadays you still have to live your life, but you have to do it with caution.
You gotta pay attention and, you know, be safe. Can't let that stop you from enjoying your day.
For Candy Star, coming to Central Park to unwind every day is part of her routine. Even with the crime, it won't be stopping her from enjoying nature.
You see different type of dogs and the trees. They're starting to bloom. It's beautiful.
So far, police say no arrests have been made in any of the three robberies. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
A couple of big and important runs today in New York. More than 20,000 runners taking part in the Brooklyn Half Marathon. And the 12th annual 9/11 Memorial and Museum 5K Walk and Run. Robert Peretta is the run chair.
I wanted to find a way to kind of engage the younger generation, educate my generation and then the future generations about not only what transpired on 9/11, but also how New Yorkers came together on September 12th, all while telling the stories of those that we lost and keeping their names alive.
Money raised today helps fund the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Former President Trump's hush money trial in Lower Manhattan resumes Tuesday. Prosecutors have not disclosed who will be testifying.
They refuse to give the defense a heads up out of fear that Trump is only going to verbally attack witnesses. Testimony is going to resume on Tuesday with a banker who's taking the jury through the granular details about the shell company Michael Cohen set up secretly to pay Stormy Daniels her hush money. Cohen's going to testify, so is Stormy Daniels later in the trial.
It's correspondent Aaron Kutursky, and being in court means not being on the campaign trail.
We're willing to do it.
Spending the week not on the campaign trail, but on trial, Trump said he's ready to debate President Biden. This after the president said he's open to the face-off during a radio interview with Howard Stern. The president also told Stern that he condemns the former president's actions on January 6th and Trump's campaign promise to pardon individuals convicted in connection with the U.S. Capitol attack.
It was almost criminal. He did nothing. He just sat there and watched.
It's correspondent Natalie Brand.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.